Wanted dead, not alive. The stamp collecting report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Last year, the U.S. Postal Service announced it would soon start honoring living people on stamps, something that's never been allowed before. Even presidents had to be dead first. And ever since then, we've been wondering who'd be the first. Some suggested President Obama, although that's hardly going to curry favor with a Republican-controlled House in a fiscal crisis. Others thought it might be a pop star like Lady Gaga to boost stamp sales and use. I personally thought it would be former astronaut John Glenn on the anniversary of his orbit around the Earth. We haven't heard a thing. Every time we ask, we're told soon. Now, Lynn Stamp News, a hobby newspaper, reports it's because the Postal Service's Board of Governors isn't comfortable with the idea of living people on stamps. They have reservations, including how the people would be chosen and possible repercussions. The governors will discuss this issue at their August 9th board meeting. To read Bill McAllister's report, go to linns.com. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and our complete discussion on living people on U.S. stamps, visit virtualstampclub.com.